So I wanted to welcome everyone to our session with Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. This is Brenda McBride speaking from HumanWare, and I'm the product manager for the Classmate Reader. And so today we're excited to be able to find out about what's happening with RFB&D, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, and to share this information with you. So this is going to be a second recording so that we have consistent sound, and we will be posting this to our presentation site, and that's where you are going to be listening to it. So thanks for joining us. Stephanie Turner is a wonderful asset to RFB&D and knows a lot of information that she's going to be sharing with us. The reason why we host this presentation is to share some great information, but we also are a huge partner with RFB&D that we create players that play the material. And so the Classmate Reader plays content from RFB&D, as well as the Victor Reader Stream, as well as the Wave, and the Classic X Plus as well. So with that, we want to share a lot of information as you use those devices. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie, and we're going to jump right into the session, and we're going to look at a lot of different things. So we're going to be asking, having some questions answered along the way as well.
Thank you, Brenda, and good afternoon. As Brenda indicated, we're recording the session to make sure we're being consistent in the information that we're delivering. So just a little bit about Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. On the screen right now is our current vision and mission statement. The RFB&D vision is for all people to have equal access to the printed word. Our mission is for Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, a nonprofit volunteer organization, is the nation's educational library serving people who cannot effectively read standard print because of visual impairment, a learning disability, or other physical disability. Our mission is to create opportunities for individual success by providing and promoting the effective use of accessible educational materials. Next slide. Okay, some of the RFB&D benefits of membership includes more than 50,000 textbooks and literature titles from every major publisher in the K-12 market. Audiobooks are recorded in DAISY format and available downloadable or on CD. We have an online catalog which offers subject and keyword searching. In addition, we offer free web-based teacher training and other classroom support materials, and 24/7 member service online and phone support. We also offer annual National Achievement Awards and a free teacher website at learningthroughlistening.org. RFB&D has two types of memberships, an institutional or school membership with varying levels, and an individual membership. The Level 1 institutional membership is complete with 25 books. It typically serves 4 to 12 students, and the annual fee is $350. The Level 2 membership is complete with 50 audiobooks. It typically serves 13 to 25 students, and the annual fee is $500. Level 3 is 100 audiobooks. It typically serves students of 26 to 40, and the annual fee is $950. On the individual membership, there is a one-time registration fee of $65 combined with a $35 annual fee, which makes the total initial registration $100, and then a $35 annual renewal fee. And at the present time, I don't know of any grants for schools for the next year. Okay. RFB&D records its books in DAISY format. We're actually offering two types of formats now, but just a little background about DAISY. DAISY can easily be explained as a set of digital files that includes one or more digital audio files containing human narration of part or all of the source text, a marked up file containing some or all of the text. Strictly speaking, this marked up text file is optional, a synchronization file to relate markings in the text file with time points in the audio file, and a navigation control which enables the user to move smoothly between files while synchronization between text and audio is maintained. You can find more information at www.daisy.org. Right now, RFBND does produce all audio-only files, so our entire library is consisting of audio files. So let's describe a little bit about Audio Plus, which is a new downloaded format that RFBND released just earlier this year, late April. So Audio Plus books on CD from RFBND are recorded in the DAISY format and playable on specialized DAISY players. Right now, this format is offered via downloadable, and you can download this DAISY content directly to your PC. All Audio Plus books can be played on all RFBND-enabled DAISY playback systems, burned to a CD, or used in a DAISY CD player. So no matter how you choose to receive your Audio Plus books, the features will remain the same. Every user will have enhanced navigation to move easily through the book, from page to page, chapter to chapter, or section to section. Bookmarking capabilities and variable speed control to slow up or slow down the audio without distortion. Okay. The Audio Plus downloadable process. The fulfillment process builds upon the audio access process. Audio Access is the WMA formatted books that we released approximately 1 year ago. So you can still search and order through your online account through our customer hub. You can download directly from your customer account to your My Downloads page. And RFBND uses the same download manager tool as Audio Access. You'll then have the ability to read your books using all the same DAISY playback systems as RFBND's Audio Plus books on CD. The Customer Hub catalog search and order process is the same for other books as well. The downloadable Audio Plus books appear in separate products in the catalog with a DL prefix and the shelf or product number. The ordering is identical to the process for Audio Plus on CD or Audio Access. Audio Plus books will be available in installments just like the Audio Plus CDs. Once you've downloaded your Audio Plus book, the downloads will appear on your customer online account on a page referred to as the My Downloads page, which is displayed in the presentation on the screen. So you'll see the My Downloads, and this will be a complete listing of all the books that you've ordered via download. If it's an Audio Plus book, as indicated, it'll have the DL prefix with the shelf number and then a description of the title, including the approximate size of the downloaded book. If it's an Audio Access book, the prefix for all Audio Access books will begin with the WM, as indicated on the screen, that stands for Windows Media. Again, it will still have the estimated file size, and it'll show you that you have placed an order for that book. Okay, next slide. So the download manager is the same for Audio Plus as it is for Audio Access. It's just a new version. And as displayed on the screen, the files are organized, and it keeps track of all the files required for the book. So it keeps the files organized by book and by CD. It allows the customer to recover from any interrupted downloads. You can download both Audio Plus and Audio Access books with the same tool, but for Audio Plus downloadable, you must have the latest version of Download Manager, which is version 1.2b, to get the Audio Plus downloads. The playback of Audio Plus books, the books are then stored in the RFBND media file folder. Each book is in its own folder identified by the product number. Within each book folder are subfolders for each CD of the book. And the books can be played directly from the PC using DAISY software, transferred to a flash memory DAISY player such as a Victor Reader Stream or a Plextor Pocket. And you also have the capability to burn the CDs for playback in DAISY CD players. And also, as of April 27th, we've removed the pin, the RFBND pin that was necessary to playback our books. The books are still encrypted, and it still does require an authorized player, but you'll no longer have to enter in the four-digit pin. With regard to the CDs, we're streamlining some of our processes, so you no longer have to return the CDs. We are asking members to destroy and discard them after use, or you can retain them to keep them in your own library. Okay, next slide. Okay, we're going to pause a minute for a question.
So we have a couple questions, and one of those is, can individuals make multiple copies for students, and can we share the ones we already obtained with other students?
Okay, thank you for that question, Brenda. Right now, with the new process of downloading, you can burn your own copies of the CD. So yes, you can burn multiple copies of the CDs and share them with students within the classroom as long as they fit the RFBND criteria.
One of the other questions that I think we should answer here is, what if I don't have a membership ID, how do I get that? So they're just looking at the process, and Stephanie will answer that.
In order to download any RFBND book, you must have an online account. The online account is created from your membership ID. So if you are an existing RFBND member, you can go onto our website, which is www.rfbd.org, and create your online account. It will prompt you for your member ID. If you don't have your member ID, you can call into member services, and once they verify some appropriate information, they'll be able to provide you with your member ID. But as indicated, it is required. All RFBND members and potential members have to sign off on the certification form, which certifies that you have a print visual impairment or learning disability that qualifies you for RFBND services. Okay, and we'll go on. For the Audio Plus downloadable, we realize that since we're making this available for 24/7, that we'll also need 24/7 support and coverage. So we have a separate site that's been established for Audio Plus. It has frequently asked questions on there. It discusses how to download audiobooks, how to play audiobooks, and some advanced support questions, as well as our contact information. So this is a great site resource. I'd encourage everyone to peruse through it. Sometimes some of the questions we've already been proactively answering. It is a fluid site, so as we get more FAQs, we'll begin to expand upon that database. Okay, so the site we just linked to, here's the actual link for it, Audio Plus Technical Support. It's http://support.rfbd.org/audio plus, or you can call the 800 number, which is 800-772-3248, and press option 2, and you will be linked directly over to the RFB&D technical support site. Again, that is a 24/7 operation, so anytime or day or night, you'll be able to get assistance with your questions. If there are questions outside of the Audio Plus downloadable, you can contact our member services at the website, www.rfbd.org, or call our general member services phone number, which is 800-221-4792. Okay. Just a few differences between Audio Access and Audio Plus. There's a grid on the screen right now which does a comparison of probably some of the top things that our members need to know. So for Audio Access, it plays on compatible media players with digital rights management, and you can reference the website for specific details on a commercial media player. It will not play on an iPod or a Zune because those are proprietary systems, but any other commercial portable media player / MP3 player that has DRM capabilities, Audio Access will play on. For Audio Plus, it will only play on DAISY playback systems, which have been authorized by RFB&D. So either they've been purchased directly through RFB&D or they've been purchased from a vendor or dealer and sent in to RFB&D for authorization. On the Audio Access side, it does require an online license prior to playback. For Audio Plus, the downloads do not require online licensing before playback, but again, it must be an RFB&D authorized DAISY playback system. For Audio Access, you can download sections and or chapters of the book. Comparison for Audio Plus, the way the book is structured and encrypted, you must download the entire book. You cannot download portions or parts of an Audio Plus book. Audio Access, it works with all versions of RFB&D Download Manager. For Audio Plus, you want to make sure you have the latest version, which is version 1.2B. For Audio Access, we do not offer installments at this time. They're not available. But for Audio Plus, you can place reservations and choose to receive installments of an Audio Plus book. Implementation, there is a question on timing of implementation. Audio Access launched in August of 2008, and Audio Plus Downloadable was just launched on April 27th of 2009. Okay, next slide. Okay, there's a question on whether you have to choose what types of books that you'd like to order. That's totally customer-dependent and customer-driven. If you have a full paid RFB&D membership, an individual or institutional membership, you have access to both types of titles. They will count against your number of allotted books per membership year, but you do have access to Audio Access, Audio Plus Downloadable, and Audio Plus CDs if you have a full RFB&D paid individual or institutional membership. So it's just a matter of user preference and which type of book that you would like, either the WMA or the full DAISY navigable Audio Plus books. Okay, I'm going to release the mic because there were a few questions on this topic.
So one of the questions we received is, to get the Victor Reader Stream to play an Audio Plus book, what does the authorization entail? And so we'll answer that one first.
This is a great segue. In the coming weeks, I don't have a target date, but in the very early coming weeks, RFB&D will offer the Victor Reader Stream as well as the Plextor Pocket as part of their distributed playback line. The process as we know it will change slightly. So right now, the current process is, if you have a Victor Reader Stream that you've purchased from HumanWare or from a HumanWare dealer, you'll have to come to the RFB&D site and log on and download a zip file to transfer the user authorization key over to your stream. We're going to implement a new process. We will eliminate the charge for the user authorization key or the UAK, as well as simplify the process. Again, you will have to create an online account that is mandatory in order to obtain the user authorization key because it is linked to your membership. And what you'll do is you'll actually go to the RFB&D website. You will log on to your online account. You will then select that you want to authorize a device, whether it be a Victor Reader Stream, a Plextor Pocket, or other devices that RFB&D currently holds authorizations for. You'll select the name of the device from a drop-down menu. You'll then enter the serial number of the device, and then you'll be prompted to download the zip file and transfer it onto your Victor Reader Stream or other authorized device. And then you'll also receive instructions. There's a few steps after you do that as far as downloading the zip file and extracting or unpacking it. But that's it pretty much in a nutshell and the quickest way to obtain your user authorization key. I'm going to release.
The next question we received was, as a NIMUS authorized user, will you be making text-based content from the NIMAC available as a download through Audio Plus?
Okay, that's a great question. As of right now, RFB&D is an authorized user, but for any NIMAC content that's distributed, it will be distributed on a CD, not through a downloadable format at this present time. That could be subject to change in the future, but not at the present time.
And one question of clarification, because it, just to reiterate, you do not have to choose between Audio Access and Audio Plus. And so I'm going to have Stephanie expand on that just a little bit more.
Right now, since RFB&D offers two types of downloadable formats, again, if you have an individual membership, a paid RFB&D individual membership or institutional membership, you can choose one or a combination of all three formats to receive your content. You can still receive your books on CD, or you can choose the Audio Plus downloadable, which is the DAISY navigable books, or Audio Access, which is the WMA formatted books. Again, the Audio Access does not require specialized DAISY players. With each membership level, there are a number of books associated per membership year, which we displayed on a previous screen. So as an individual user, you have access to 35 books. If you choose to receive three books on CD, two in Audio Plus downloadable, and let's say two more in Audio Access, that will count against your book limit. So you've reduced your book limit by 7 books. So that would leave you with 28 remaining books to order in any format for the remaining remainder of your membership year. And that's the same with institutional membership as well. So you don't have to choose a particular format of all of your books throughout the year. You can kind of mix and match the format that will best apply to you or your students for your membership year. But each order of a book will count against your membership limit. There was also a question regarding paying for renewal. If you're a grandfathered RFBND member, which means you joined the RFBND organization as a member prior to 1986, your annual renewal fee is waived for life as long as you are a member. If you joined before 1986, then you are grandfathered in and you're considered a lifetime member. There was an additional question about distribution of digital content in Canada or abroad. Due to copyright law restriction, we are unable to distribute content outside of the United States, unable to distribute digital content, outside of the United States. So if you are a U.S. resident and you're going to school in London or Europe or the Middle East, we would only be able to ship your books to your U.S. address, and then someone would have to deliver them to you. So as of right now, we are not allowed to distribute digital content outside of the United States. There was a question regarding the number of books per membership year. For an individual member, yes, it is 35 books per year. You can always purchase an add-on package for additional books, and that information is on our website. For institutions, it depends on the level of membership that you have on the number of books you can receive per membership year. Okay, I'm just going to release the mic for a minute to see if there are any other questions. Okay. The screen that's on right now, I've already spoken to, and I'll just kind of reiterate that, okay, hopefully we can hear now. Okay. In celebration of Audio Plus downloadable, RFBND will begin distributing the Victor Reader stream at the Plextor Pocket PTP1 playback devices. That will happen in the coming weeks. I don't have a firm date. We are gearing up right now to gear up for this implementation right in time for back to school. So information should be on our website within the next couple of weeks. We're distributed through our online newsletter as to when these will be available. But again, just to reiterate, the process is going to be simplified to download your UAK for the Victor Reader Stream in the Plextor Pocket. You must create an online account. You'd select the device from a drop-down menu of authorized players. You'd enter the serial number, and you download the zip file. So in addition to changing the process, we will be waiving the fees for user authorization keys. So that will be free of charge going forward. And members will be entitled to authorize, you know, a quantity of devices that they may have in their arsenal to play back RFBND content. There was a question on the difference between the Victor Reader stream and Eclipse Reader software. I would defer back to our website. If you click on the Players and Accessories tabs, you can review the requirements of each playback device. The Eclipse Reader is software, so you would need a PC to play back RFBND books. It loads as a software application on the PC. The Victor Reader Stream is a portable device. That's one of the key differences. But then as far as features and functionality, I'll defer to the website for the user to review the requirements of the software and the features of the Victor Reader Stream player. Okay, I'm just going to release the mic for a moment to see if there are any additional questions.
Yeah, there are a couple extra questions. One was, will RFB&D be carrying the book sense?
Great question. As new products come out and get deployed, RFB&D wants to stay on the cutting edge of technology as well. So we are in discussions right now with the HIMSS group, which carries the BookSense players. We are in the very early stages of evaluation. I don't have a firm answer. It would be pending a successful field test and outcome, but we are currently evaluating that product.
The questions that we had, the only other one was to maybe explain the two differences between the players that will be hosted on the site here in August. I know that that would probably be helpful for a few individuals.
Okay. I just want to clarify, are you referring to the Victor Reader Stream and the PlexStore Pocket? Okay, great. The Victor Reader Stream and the PlexStore Pocket are both DAISY players, DAISY portable players, not CD players. So their playback option supports flash memory, which is an SD card, the same as in current digital cameras. So once we launch those, we'll be in a better position to talk more about both of those players. We're going to be adding them to our product line in celebration of our Audio Plus downloadable option. RFB&D felt very strongly if you had a downloadable option to provide content that we should have players in alignment to support it. So those are the two most popular players that are out right now, and we're going to be really excited about adding them to our arsenal. I do have retail costs. I believe the retail cost for the Victor Reader Stream will be $329 plus shipping and handling, and for the PlexStore Pocket will be $359 plus shipping and handling. We will have full functionality spec sheets on our web page when we go live with these two, which, as I indicated, we're hoping will transpire in the next couple of weeks.
The next question that we have really ties into what I wanted to speak to right at the end. Thanks, Stephanie, for all that great information. I think it's really getting us geared up for the next school year. And that was our goal in this particular presentation, is to really have you ready to go when the school returns in the fall. And it's just around the corner, and we're so excited to be able to do some summer reading as well. But we have some great opportunities to prepare for the fall and to know all this wonderful information. So we are going to do a follow-up presentation with Stephanie Turner on August 27th to go over some of the details of the authorization, where you can buy the player and how to download. So it's going to be a more interactive session and kind of a live tutorial on how we can do that, and have a little Q&A as well. One of the questions was, when will the authorization download be available? And so I'm going to have Stephanie answer that one question, and then I'm going to finish up our PowerPoint presentation.
Soon. We are really working diligently to have this in place within the next coming weeks, just in time for the back-to-school time frame. I don't have a hard or firm date to say it will happen on July X or August X, but we are really working very, very hard to have everything wrapped up. We're in the stages of final testing and documentation, so at a best guess, I would say just within the next couple of weeks, next three to four weeks, to have this all wrapped up, and information will be on our website. We will do a press release and send the communication out via our electronic newsletter.
Thanks, Stephanie. That's great. It's great that everything is getting lined up for the fall. And so that's why we're doing the session on August 27th, to really make sure everyone has the information going forward into the new school year. I also wanted to inform you about other presentations that we'll be doing here over the summer, and hope that you're able to join us. So in July, I'm going to do a presentation on Save as DAISY with the free Microsoft add-in, and this is going to be a workshop type presentation to hopefully get you more comfortable with this particular software. We are now able to create fully accessible content for free as long as you have Microsoft Word, and we're able to just add it in. So I'm going to be doing that presentation in July. I'll be sending out information regarding that. That's one of our Classmate 101 classes. We also are going to be doing a presentation on transitioning with Bookshare, so individuals that are going from high school into post-secondary. That session is going to be Tuesday, August the 4th, and the presenter is going to be Sherry Miller besides myself. I'm also looking at doing another presentation. I'm working with the school system for parents with individuals that need help and support. How do you make some of that transition, and what are some good things that you can do to have a great relationship with the parent-teacher? So that's going to be one of our sessions as well. And as more sessions become available, we will be posting them to our professional development page to let you know about that. So the link for that is www.humanware.com/English-US. And so there's a section in on our webpage regarding past presentations and webinars and professional development. And so we are adding to that section all the time. So if you have any ideas or suggestions, please let me know. My contact information is Brenda McBride. And if you wish to give me an email, you can send it to brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. I once again wanted to thank Stephanie for all of the great information and for taking the time out to share that with us. And if you have any questions or ideas, please feel free to pass this on to us again. I'm going to pass it back to Stephanie for any closing comments, and thank you for joining us.
Okay, thanks again, Brenda. This has been great. We thank everyone for all of their questions and making this interactive, and hope we've provided you with some great information. We do look forward to the upcoming session as we deploy a lot of new initiatives. And again, if you have feedback or particular questions, please visit the RFBND website and shoot Brenda an email. She knows how to find me. Thank you, everyone, for your time and participation, and have a great day.